It's 8:34.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo in the studio with the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Yes, we're starting at 8:30 during the spring because we have so many spring coaches to talk to. Hard to get them in an hour from 9 to 10 o'clock. So we move it up a half an hour in the spring, and we're happy to start kick off the spring sports here on Q92. And we thank our fine sponsors. You heard their names here mentioned a little while ago. Just want to give a shout-out here. Maynard was just in the studio. He just left, heading over to the Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary Gymnasium. Easter egg hunt will be happening at 10 o'clock. Get there early to register for prizes and bring the kids and grandkids over at the MMN Elementary Gym. That's a change of locations. So it's in the gym, 10 o'clock this morning here in Madison. All right, we've got a couple coaches already in the studio, up and early this morning. Good morning, Kip. Kip Stender joins us. Good
morning, Paul.
Another season of girls' golf at Lac Brau Valley.
Yeah, very exciting season, and the girls are off to a great start. We've had a couple weeks of practice, and as the pattern has been recently, the weather changed from a few weeks ago, but I believe it really helps us. We love to hit inside and work with the girls and get their swings, you know, kind of in. And if they were outside, they wouldn't get as many swings in, and we got to go pick up all the balls. And they might not go as straight as they want at this point in time, so it causes some frustration. So we love starting out inside, and I was planning to probably be inside even if it was nice enough the first week to go outside.
Okay. All right. Well, got a target on your back, the defending state Class A champions. Feel that? Feel the pressure?
I felt more pressure last year, honest. I don't know. Really try to keep it fun, and they do have the goal to repeat. They know that it's not easy. They know that they got to work hard. They know that they have two of the top five teams in the state in our section, one in our conference, Dawson Boyd and Bold. So they're not taking anything for granted, and we're just going to keep it fun. I think they're a great group. We've really learned the mental part of the game better the last couple years here, and we just got to keep that focus and enjoy it.
All right, I think you just graduated, what, one senior last year?
Yeah, Isabel Jacobs, yep. who you know, won every event other than the state tournament last year that she was in, was a great leader for the team. She had met with the girls the second day in the morning and talked to them and, you know, gave them a nice little speech that I think really helped the team that second day to come from behind. So she's going to be missed, but we have two captains that I think are going to take her place nicely and lead the team, Grace Vosick and Caitlin Kittleson, and they've already initiated some things on their own, like lifting some weights, and you know, I just said that's fine. We want to do it consistently every week then during the whole season. So.
Good. She mentioned Bella Jacobs at playing golf in the college level now.
She's
doing pretty well.
She's doing real well down at Southwest State. Has been one of the team scorers for most of the events this spring, I think, if not all, and last fall. And
okay.
She's doing a great job down there.
All right. Why don't you introduce your golf team to us this year and talk about your schedule and stuff.
Okay. Like I said, Caitlin Kittleson and Grace Vosick are captains. They're both seniors. Caitlin's lettered 3 years. She's two-time all-conference, all-state, and placed last year fifth at state. Grace Vosick is lettered 3 years. She's academic all-conference. She will be academic all-state this year as a senior. You have to be a senior to win the academic state award. Molly Halverson is a 10th grader. She's lettered 3 years, three-time all-conference, two-time all-state. She finished fifth last year and was eighth the year before. Kate Alstead is the 10th grader. She's lettered 2 years. Peyton Sachs is a 9th grader. She's lettered 1 year. The team's been an academic all-state team in the past, and looking at their GPAs this year, they should be this year again. They're doing very well academically. We also have returning golfer Carly Kranz. She's a senior. She came out in 10th grade and has really improved a lot since 10th grade and is doing a good job. We have Macy Zarbuck, and we have Kaylee Nelson on the team also. So that's the team we got going this year. A lot of good experience returning, which really? Which is nice to have. You know, they get along well. We have fun at practice and work hard. So it's a joy to coach these ladies.
All right. So how do you have JV and stuff like that? Or
we'll probably have a couple girls. You know, there'll be six girls playing varsity. We'll get most everybody through varsity at some point in time this year. We like to give them a match or two when it works out to get that experience. So when they make varsity, that they've, you know, had that first meet out of the way.
Okay.
The first meet's the first meet, and no matter, you know, how good you are or when you are, and your first meet of the season is your first meet of the season, so those nerves will be there. And
when is that then?
It's looking like a week from Tuesday, the 9th, if all goes well, in Wilmer.
So, oh, in Wilmer, Eagle Creek?
Eagle Creek,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that where the section is again?
That's
this
where
year?
Sections will be again this year. And
what's your schedule look like? About the same?
Yeah,
year after
you know,
year?
Pretty much. Some things moved around. We'll have one home meet. We were looking to have one April 13th with Southwest Christian out of Chaska, but there we're going to meet at Oakdale instead and golf there that Saturday. The home meet, which will be in Appleton this year for the varsity, the JV meet will be in Appleton, but the 18th of April will be the home meet in Madison.
Okay. You mentioned who looks strong in the conference. Talk about your conference. Is it different than basketball and stuff? Camden Conference?
It's similar. You know, we have a north and a south.
That's just like,
and,
okay.
You know, you get... you know, the winner of each event, each school hosts one event, and then we have the conference meet, which is 18 holes in Marshall in May. And so that's, you know, where you combine all the points and, you know, see who can be the team champion there. I do have an event I'd like to share real quick.
Yep.
We have a preseason golf banquet fundraiser we're doing. Last year we did a steak fry in Appleton. And this year, we're going to have a steak supper at the Madison VFW at 6 o'clock on Monday, April 15th.
Ooh.
And I'll get all this information to the radio station here. But the big thing with this banquet fundraiser is we'll have a special guest speaker, Dr. Yvonne Marskira Schmidt. This person is just an amazing person. I think people would just benefit by... hearing her story a little bit. I told her she has 45 minutes. she said she could make it however long she's wanted to, but to me it's just a privilege to have her in. I'll just mention a few of her acolytes in her. You know, she's a three-time cancer survivor, lost her eyesight at the age of 2 to cancer. She graduated from Stanford University with a math degree. She's worked for Dow Chemical, IBM, National Science Foundation. She's spoken at public schools, corporate events, U.S. Congress, United Nations. She's a world-renowned Olympic runner and triathlete in the Paralympics. Today she's a three-time cancer survivor. She's the only blind acupuncturist in the world.
Wow.
So, and
interesting.
Her husband John, who I know, and I've met Yvonne a few years back in Philadelphia, you know, said that the schools, she couldn't find a school that would let her in to become an acupuncturist because she's blind.
Yeah.
And she is a persistent person. She's a spark plug. She must have got them to let her in, and so she has got her doctorate in acupuncture. So she's just a great, great lady. And
come hear her speak. When is that again?
It'll be Monday, April 15th at Madison VFW, 6 o'clock steak supper, $20 or free will tax deductible donation. The funds will be used for indoor practice equipment, the golf program. We have some clubs we need to get for some golfers, video swing analysis equipment. But I think it'll be a great, great event. And Yvonne is just an awesome person. The first time I met her, she got off the elevator, walked straight towards me, and put her hand out. And
nice.
I was like, how did you know I was there? But so... She's just an amazing lady.
Mark that on your calendar, everyone. April 15th at the Madison VFW, and help out the Lock Pro Girls golf team and hear a great speaker on the 15th of April, Monday. Okay?
All right.
Anything else there, Kip? Anybody helping you out this year?
As usual, Mark Halverson and Chad Gallen, the assistant coaches. I'm glad you brought that up. We're all together. We're a great team, but we definitely wouldn't have the success we've had with them. No matter what happens this year, these girls are successful. They're, going to do their best, and I think that's what the program has been, and it's just been fun. I've been lucky.
You got one of the toughest conference and toughest sections in the state, I think.
Yes, we do, and most sports do here. Camden Conference is just an all-around tough conference. Congratulations to all the previous fall and winter sports teams that have done well from the conference, and this spring it'll be no different, and but it'll be fun.
All right. Thanks, Kip, for coming in, talking to the Lock Pro Valley Girls Golf, and good luck in the season here.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Hopefully you can get the first match in. No more snow.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Barry Bessonen is in the studio. We'll talk boys golf right after these words for our fine sponsors.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years. You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week at the Country Butcher, you'll find all fresh beef 10% off, all white wrap meat 50% off. And don't forget, beef and hogs are available from local farmers. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lock Pro Valley Boys Golf right now with head coach Barry Bessonen. He's in the studio. Good morning, Barry. I got to turn the mic on. There you go. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
You got your Creighton University Blue Jay sweatshirt on.
Yeah, swag from my daughter who's a student down there, senior down there. So
She's out of the country right now, ain't she?
She was earlier this month. She's actually home right now for the Easter break. Oh, yeah. But she was in Peru for a week here on her spring break with a medical trip with some students. So fascinating experience.
Studying to be a doctor?
Yes. She's going to medical school next fall, so we're pretty happy and excited about that. Good. So she's going to be staying at Creighton for medical school as well. So. Yeah.
Tough loss last night with Creighton. I was cheering for him.
Yeah, I was pulling for him too. But Tennessee was a good team, and Tennessee provided some difficulties. They do some things that I've watched a number of Creighton games over the season, and they do a number of things that Creighton has struggled with all year, and it showed again. And you know, it's fun. It's been a fun tournament to watch.
Yep, it's fun. TV, the NCAA boys and women's. I'm going to put women's in there now. Tournament.
Yeah, there's been some exciting games there too, and I think there's a few today. The highly celebrated individuals, I think, are playing today. Yep. So it'll be plus the men's games, and then I think I was also hoping to watch Mankato State's playing for the national championship too in Division II men's game. I know their women won last night.
I watched that. The women Mavericks. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that too.
Good. Fun time. Yep. All right. Talk about your boys' team this year. How many years have you been the golf coach here?
This will be, I believe, year 14 here.
14.
Yeah,
plus
a couple of years up in Melrose many years ago, so 16 years with us. So.
Now, your dad was the coach before you?
There was a gap in there. There was a gap in there a few years, but he did it for, I don't know
many
how
years.
Long. Oh, it was probably close to, I don't know. 30 years, maybe.
30, yeah, probably, yeah. Good coach.
Somewhere in there.
He was my coach in basketball, ninth grade basketball, undefeated.
Yeah, he coached everything: basketball, baseball, football.
Yep. All right, let's talk about the boys' golf team.
All right, we got 12 individuals that are participating. We had a unique situation this year. We have no seniors. We always had one last year in JT Alstead. We have no seniors this year. We have three juniors, all with varsity experience, led by Carson Bessonen, our captain, who is a four-year letter winner, three-time state participant, three-time Camden Conference, All-Conference, two-time All-State. And, of course, last year he placed eighth out of the state tournament, got on the podium, which –
with his eagle.
With the eagle, and then he had to wait it out, and some other kids backed up, and you know, then he kind of got in a little more comfortably. But, nice, great experience for him, and getting on that podium, and hopefully be able to build on that this year.
Yeah, that was one of my highlights of the year last year. I was right there when Carson was coming up on the last hole there, got the eagle. Yeah. What hole was that?
That was on their ninth hole.
Ninth, the last hole.
It was
right?
Last hole, but he started on 10, so it was his ninth on hole nine. So. Yeah.
And Dawson boys, Lindsay Lund did the same thing, I think, didn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Good.
So we got Matt Arndt, who last year was his first year. He was a letter winner last year and played varsity for us, as well as Gavin Carl, who was his first year with the varsity last year. So we have those three juniors, and it's nice to all have those, Matt and Gavin, who do have a lot of ability. It's just great to have that first year under their belt and kind of been through the ropes and understand you know, what varsity golf is like. We have two sophomores, Caden Stender, who's a three-year letter winner and did advance to the second day of the section tournament. He had some good experience last year, and we're hoping for a step forward from Caden. And then we got Alex Schmidt. Two freshmen, Grant Bierke, who lettered last year, you know, playing varsity as well, and you know, another one who was his first time lettering and got some great experience. And then we had Mason Wood, who was out last year. Him and Alex got into a varsity meet and won for sure last year as well, so they got a little experience. Eighth grader Noah Arndt, who lettered last year, played a number of meets, is back, as well as a second eighth grader, first timer Harris Borsted. Who's giving it a go and is you know, swings the club well. Then we got three seventh graders. We got Griffin Kranz, we got Ryan Bierke, and we got Aaron Bond to round out.
Are three outstanding seventh graders there, huh?
The nice thing watching all these kids, you know, hitting. It's indoors. You don't see necessarily where the ball goes, but they all hit the ball hard, which is good. And then there's a lot of good contact, and the ball's. You know, it's encouraging because it's you know, there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of talent there and some potential from those younger kids too.
Yep. Good. Okay, what's the conference look like this year for you, Barry?
Well, the conference will be, I think it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. Of course, Lakeview won it. Lakeview ended up winning in the state in Class A. They had two pretty good players back, but the graduation did hit them with, losing two other pretty good players to graduation. So, You see how they fill those spots, you know, coming up this year. You know, I like to think we're in a mix with six-letter winners back, and I think our depth, we've got good depth because I think all six of our guys can potentially score. Our biggest challenge this year, you know, potentially too, is just working through. We got a number of dual sport athletes and you know, so availability sometimes and that sort of thing. I think Dawson Boyd will be solid. You know, they got three pretty good players back. And then, you know, I think the up-and-coming team kind of is Central Minnesota Christian. They had some eighth graders last year that showed some promise. And so they're kind of, you know, on the rise. And we'll see where they kind of fall into things as well.
Okay. Take a look at your schedule a little bit here.
Okay. Well, we open up April 11th. We got a conference meet up in Ortonville Thursday the 11th. So we've got a little time yet before that. You know, the nice thing is, like Kip said, you know, when the weather was nice, a lot of courses opened up. So you know, people were playing, and so I think, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, getting rid of this, you know, getting rid of the last of the snow, and you know, people will be, yep. We should be able to get right back outside. So, you know, optimistic for that. So that's our opener. We go to Ortonville for that meet. Then we follow that up that next Monday with the 15th. We go to the Marshall Invitational and kind of get busy after that. We, you know, spring season, we always pack a lot in anyway. And hopefully this year it'll be a little easier in the sense that we can hopefully get going on time and not, you know, like some years where we don't start playing until a couple weeks later and have to do makeups and things like that where things really get congested.
Okay. You have a home meet?
We'll have a home conference meet on the 18th out in Madison. So it'll be our turn to host on that date. That's the only home meet we have scheduled. Like Kip said, two of the JV hosts in Appleton. I think that's a little later on. I don't have the exact date, but yeah, that's the one home meet we have. So,
all right, looking forward to watching your team. No seniors on a team, and going to get a lot of experience, and things look bright on the boys' side, huh?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think this is a team. If we can put some things together and you know, get some consistent scoring, and, you know, like I said, we got guys that are very capable. It's just now it's just a matter of doing it, and if they can and post some scores, you know, 9-hole scores and. 42, 43 range, and get some 18-hole scores in the low to mid 80s, and kind of work that with whatever Carson can put up. You know, I think we could, you know, we could do, we could be a contender for a lot of things. And you know, nice thing is a hardworking group who they put in a lot of time last summer. These kids were out on the course all the time, and so, you know, it's a dedicated, committed, and they love to play and. Hopefully they're rewarded for their efforts because they really have worked at it and you know, across the board. So hopefully it you know, will provide some rewards for them.
Okay. All right, real good, Barry. Thanks for coming in the studio, and we're looking forward to talking to you each Saturday morning then.
All right.
All right, that's head coach Barry Bessenden talking boys. We're going to take boys golf, that is, and we're going to take a break right now for news and weather. And when we come back, we'll continue with the coaches show here on Q92.
Here's an Easter wish for you from your friends at Madison Bottling Company of Madison, Minnesota. This time of year renews our hope in all God has ahead, for we were blessed eternally when Christ rose. So may your trust in him remain constant, strong, and true, for he is working out his best as he lives his life in you. Wishing you a happy and blessed Easter from your friends at Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
This message for Easter comes to you from Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials in Madison. Easter changes everything, for without Easter, death would still reign. We would still be in our trespasses and sins, and our faith and hope would be in vain. For without Easter, Jesus is not raised from the dead, but Jesus is raised from the dead. Therefore, darkness is overcome with light, wrath with peace, fear with hope, angst with rest, sadness with joy, hatred with love, sin with righteousness, and death with life. Easter changes everything, redefines everything, and determines everything. Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials in Madison wish you a happy and blessed Easter.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger? Something that matters, and that you can help change things? You want to feel like you belong? We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Daphne Pierre from Robbinsdale, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bless us, O Lord, in a sweet springtime half the world away. Jesus Christ arose for us at the break of day. Now again at springtime, bending low we pray, bless us, Lord of Easter, on thy Easter day. This special Easter message comes to you from your friends at Minnesota Valley Light and Power Cooperative, YREC, headquartered in Montevideo, wishing you a very blessed Easter.
KLQP, Madison Dawson, time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
Cleaning up collapse in Maryland. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. A crane able to lift chunks of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore after a cargo ship struck a main support. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Conditions are rough. There's gale force wind gusts that they're experiencing. It's slowing things down to reopen the port that handles more cars and light trucks than any other port in the country. President Biden says he wants to see it for himself. Officials here say they plan to tackle this monumental task in three steps. First, they want to clear the channel. Second, they want to tow the ship, the dolly, out of the channel. Third, they want to remove the debris that's blocking the waterways around the channel.
Four workers remain missing and are presumed dead. Another gag order against former President Trump violated, according to the New York City prosecutors, in the hush money trial.
Manhattan prosecutors asking the judge to clarify whether a gag order issued for the former president bars him from making statements about the court's staff or families, referencing a Truth Social post where he claims the judge's daughter makes money by working to get Trump, falsely accusing her of posting a photo showing him behind bars. The Trump legal team says the judge can't order him to do something that the gag order does not require, adding they would be entitled to a hearing if the order is expanded. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts charged with falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. The trial is set to start April 15th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The funeral for slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller will take place today at St. Rose of Lima Roman Catholic Church. Diller was murdered after investigating a vehicle illegally parked at a bus stop in Far Rockaway. New York Governor Kathy Hochul attended the wake on Friday. Former President Trump attended the wake on Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be able, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download.
Thinking of building a pole barn, garage, home addition, or deck? Think of Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company. They're your one-stop building headquarters. They can draw up your plans, figure an estimate free. They do houses, additions, cabinetry, floor coverings, and garages. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs, paints, building materials, fencing. Give them a call at 507-275-3359. That's area code 507-275-3359. For all your building needs, it's Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company, located downtown Hendricks, Minnesota.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Daytime highs approaching 37 today. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 28. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 37. Overcast skies. Highs level off around 39 Monday with a chance for snow. 44, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 46, Wednesday, 58, Thursday, and 64 on Friday. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, 37.
News and weather has been brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Hendricks, Minnesota.
Here's a special prayer for you at Easter time from your friends at Livestock Systems of Dawson. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. May God richly bless your heart, your home, and those you love with lasting happiness. Have a joyous Easter and a beautiful spring. This message brought to you by your friends at Livestock Systems in Dawson.
The time at 4 minutes past nine.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here in the studio. Dick Newman with the day off today. And We've started our coaches show now in the spring at 8:30. You just heard the golf coaches, Kip Stender and Barry Bessonen, talk about their teams, introduce their teams for the spring. And now we're going to talk track and baseball and softball and boys tennis coming up this next hour. Just want to remind everybody once again, there's an Easter egg hunt going on at MMN Elementary here in Madison. Starts at 10 o'clock. You're encouraged to come early to register your children for a lot of prizes to be given away. So you got time, bring the grandkids, the kids down at Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary Gymnasium. That's a change of locations. It's in the gym here this morning. 10 o'clock it starts. All right, we've got John Sherb in the studios with us. Good morning, John.
Morning.
And nice to see you again.
You've seen me around for a while, haven't you?
A long time. Who did I talk to? I asked Dylan.
Oh.
I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah. And Carrie Tollefson. I interviewed Carrie Tollefson last Saturday. That's right. I interviewed Carrie last Saturday. She had some nice things to say about.
Very fortunate to work with someone like that and be able to talk to and socialize and know someone that high up in the food chain, as I always say.
Yeah, Carrie mentioned some of her coaches, and she said, sure. But I said, well, you know, he's still around, you know.
Yeah. Well, don't put me too old now. Come on.
What do you remember about Carrie?
Oh.
In high school.
High school, very, very talkative. That's probably the biggest thing is she loved to talk and the singing.
Singing.
Oh, yeah, she would sing. Radio station always would flip in the van all the time, but she'd change the radio stations. But, no, just a hardworking kid and always was trying to do better. That's the thing is. And plus, you know, she had some teammates around her that worked around her, and she was a very good athlete all the way around. I mean, people don't realize how good a basketball player she was, but
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. She was good. But she also had a very, very talented individual with Norgard in the middle. And that was a team, I think, they ran to Tracy, if I remember right, in the section finals. I think Tracy ended up placing high in the state that year, and they would have gone. There was a dogfight. So Norgard was just unbelievable athlete, too. So, I mean, you look at that class of having her and those two together, you know, because they both went Division One athletes. Because Norgard went to Green Bay, and then also then you know Carrie went to Villanova. So again, tough to say that off two going graduate together, seniors graduating together. So
wow, amazing.
But it was fun. It was very very fortunate to work with her.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, you're back in the studio. How many years track coach? You've been associated with the track coach.
No,
since, put you on the spot again.
Oh, God. Since 1992, I believe it is.
92, wow.
Yeah. So, been around for a little bit. It's been fun.
A lot of track meets you've been at, though.
Yes, been to a lot of track meets and lucky to be able to get back in, you know, after getting out of college, coming back. It was fun to do that, so.
Oh, you ran track in college at NDSU, right?
Yep, I ran for NDSU for cross and indoor and outdoor track, so.
4 or 5 years?
Yep, 4 years up there, so it was fun. I was very, very fortunate to get a chance to run up there.
What did you do? What events did you run?
The mile was kind of my forte a little bit. Indoors, I actually got into a 1,000-meter run. Which I just didn't quite have the turnover. I mean, I ran some decent 800s. So I just wasn't quite long enough. It took me a long time to get going. But once I got my speed up, I was fine. But that mile was kind of the thing that worked really well. And they called that in college 1500. But that was kind of the forte I ran in college. Was that?
So the kid, your kids that run the 1500, the mile now, do you always compare your times with
No, I don't tell them anything what I do. That's what I
They don't know what your time is
in
the mile?
They don't know.
That's got to be on the internet someplace.
Oh, it is. Some kids have already brought up some times that I've ran in college, and they brought it up and reminded me of it. I said, what I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming in again every Saturday here, and let's talk about your track team. You're both the boys and the girls coach, so we're going to talk about both right
now. Yeah, we're going to combine them both just because it makes it simpler that way than because with paper and coaches, because all of our coaches work together with everybody, so it's not like, you know, we're only working on boys or only working girls. Everybody's working together. We've had, you know, looking really, really awesome weather that first week of practice, just getting him outside. We're doing some work on the track, which is hard to believe, and then all of a sudden Mother Nature decided to come back and say, hey, I fooled you, we're going to have snow. And so then we got stuck indoors there, and so we got kind of caught in that mess. So trying to get back into that a little bit. But, you know, we got a lot of kids out, some talented kids to work around. We got some kids that we need to replace. The girls' side, you know, we've got to replace kind of our sprinters. We had a bunch of sprinters that were able to do a lot of events for us, so they're going to be missed a lot. So we've got to have some of our young ones or some ones that were kind of in the shadows of them kind of step up this year a little bit there. So I'll just kind of go through my seniors, juniors, and then also go down to my sophomores and freshmen. Then kind of seventh and eighth graders, I'll kind of just leave them alone because there's some. But again, I don't like putting pressure on the younger ones, but they're very talented down there coming up. All of our senior class, boys and girls, Anthony Tafoya, Abigail Alonzo, Andy Doctor, James Weber, and James was a person that just missed qualifying in the hurdles last year, both 110s and 300s. I think 300s are his best. He got a chance to also run down Howard Wood Relays in the 110s and then those 300 hurdles. So I think he's got a lot to really want to try to get in to have a chance to go back. I know he's going to have to go through the Monty kid. Him and the Monty kid last year kind of went after each other a lot there. So hopefully we can hit him in that spot. Eli Hagelin, very, very good triple jumper, long jumper, high jumper. He qualified in the section meet, I believe, for two of the three jumping events. Very, very talented kid. Hopefully, you know, he can close out his senior year on up note there. Joseph Felton, our distance runner there, he jumped in and got our 4x8 team, had a really big race for us at subsections, get our 4x8 boys to qualify for sections. Atiana Specht, Haley Anderson. Haley Anderson was also a returning letter winner. She first year out last year, and she ended up qualifying in the shot put, and then also was, I think, conference runner-up in shot put, if I remember right. Ayanna Hasted has been a very, very good all-around athlete for us. She just had a little off at the section meet in the high jump. She'd been right in the thick of things all season and just had one little nick at the wrong time. And so she was on the cusp of going to state and just missed it. So hopefully she's got that into her system there that she will go. And she's a variety of things, running and jumping. She can do a lot. All good all-around athlete for us. Reese McCoy, Taylor Wood, who was an 800 gal, qualified for the section meet in 800. She'll be moving around a lot. Keep her healthy. Gunnar Olson, new one out there, Cade Solom. These are the juniors now we're into. Brayson Boyk, who had a really, really outstanding closeout of the season. Just missed winning the triple jump and long jump. But then again, you also look at the other way. He almost just missed not making the finals too. So, I mean, you can play that game any way you want to look at it. And then also he was seventh in the high jump, so he was 2 seconds and a seventh. So we're hoping to get him back, and maybe we can get him one of those gold medals. That's what we're kind of hoping there. But, you know, he's talented. He can do a lot of things. Like I always tell him is we're underscoring you because you could do probably 12 to 13 events in track, and we can only put you in four. So there. But, he'll be back, and he'll be in that thick of things, a lot of things, and getting him back to state. And hopefully we can get someone to go with him to state. That's kind of our big end there. Mikey Analias, Seth Torkey, Sadie Hacker, Noah Meyer, Tegan Allpress, Tayden Clark, Gavin Carl. I should mention Gavin and Noah and Sadie also were our letter winners on this. Caden Kessler, David Torgerson was a letter winner for us. Becca Torgerson, which I didn't realize they were identical twins, because it's kind of something neat. She came out this year. Bailey Bothan, who was our sprinter, really ran well for us in the sprinter, the 100 and 200. Addie Tufto would have been the thick of things last year, and she came down heat stroke at the section meet. She would have been, I don't know if qualified, but she would have been right in that thick of things in that quarter. Hopefully she's ready to go that one more level up there. Morgan Hansen, who was our kind of our big surprise in the 400. Tried her one time in the 400-meter dash, and next thing you know, she turned into be a very outstanding athlete there and placed very well. Hannah Oy, Maren Woolley, Isabel Long Henry, she qualified I think she was just in the shot, I believe, Amber Hernandez, Daytona Bissett, Ella Stock, Carissa Ramirez, Tanner Callis, he also another one that blossomed in the distance for us at 800 that mile. Porter Peterson, Gabe Lowry, Morgan Anderson, Alexis Olson, Micaiah Poost, who is also really, when Tufto went down the quarter, put her in the anchor spot of our 4x4 team, and she really exploded onto that one. So she's another one that we can really have some big things in. Hopefully that will be kind of the issue there. She can really go with that. Isabel Norman, Mason Bothan, Kiana McTye, Annika Lalom, Madison Lee, Kaylee Brent, Thor Hewitt, Chloe Glegge, who, you know, cross-country season. She loves cross better than track, so now we got to get that mentality and that track part. She's got a lot there that, again, hopefully if she can get her on that evens keel, it'll be helping her. Sadie Rosendahl, she's a jumper. She's one that's going to help us a lot in that quarter, I think, and also in the high jump, and she's multi-talented. I just got to get her to believe that she can do it. That'll be the question, you know, as coaches will get her there. Rodson Cannon, Landon Hursum, Riley Borman, Paisley Martinson, Harper Grunholtz, who came back health-wise. We hopefully got her back. So that's just 9 through 12. So we've got a very, very talented bunch of kids. There's a bunch of 7th and 8th graders, I think. Once they get some seasoning experience, I think they're going to be knocking on the door some of that varsity action. That's what you kind of hope to mix and match.
A lot of numbers there, it looks like, John.
Yeah, we got good numbers, and that's always a good thing. It's always, you know, girls are always a little bit heavier than the boys. We're a little bit heavier on the girls' side. That's just the way it is. We've got more of that numbers game there. Boys just a little bit down, but we've gained a few more numbers and some talent. I think we're going to be a little deeper there.
Good. Who do you got helping you this year?
Our coaching staff is pretty much the same. We've been very, very fortunate. Stability is a key in coaching because then everybody knows each other, and you can kind of don't have to worry about things, you know. My basically three assistants are Paul Lowry, Joel Voorhees, and Dave Thompson. All cover different fields. Paul really takes care of all the throwing. Joel covers a lot of the jumping. He's kind of learning from Kester, reminding things because Ron Kester's back and Ted Albers is back. At both those two as our jump coaches in there. But Joel also works with the sprinters, and Dave Thompson will work with the sprinters there, and also will jump into the relay teams. And then we got Zach Gehrman, a young man that's moved into the area. There was a Mankato State. I believe he's an All-American for Mankato State and track too, so got some young talent coming there. He'll do our junior high program because Thomas Daniels, just with commitments, he's got his job and everything else, so he's not able to do it, but Thomas said he'll be around a little bit to help us there. So we've been very, very fortunate with that. We've got some lot of experience from young to old, you know, again, Albers and Kester, a lot of knowledge. You can't go with, and they'd love it, and the kids enjoy working around them, and it's a good thing for us young coaches to learn from them.
All right, what's your schedule look like?
Schedule, you know, we're supposed to go Tuesday to Morris, which I don't think that's going to happen. I think Morris already pulled theirs. We're supposed to have our early bird meet next Thursday. I'm going to look at the track this afternoon and see what – I just don't think – I think we'll see the track, but it's just going to be so wet. You're not going to have a spot to put the athletes to sit and warm up. And so I think that's probably going to be a pretty much off. And then the following week, I think we're back at Morris on a Tuesday. So one thing we do got coming up big is we got the Dave Nibby, invite. Former, you know, he was, you know,
my track coach.
Yeah, he was my track coach too before he moved over to the girls. I was, as an eighth grader, ran for him over at Monty on a relay team, and then he ended up moving over to the girls' side, and he was also, again, the athletic director in Madison and also the athletic director, and he was also my boss, too, when I started coaching at the high school. He's the one that hired me onto the junior high track program, and so very, very big meet that's going to turn into a really kind of a – hopefully it's a tradition that we're going to have for many, many years, and that's just something to – respect and you know, help the program. So it's going to be something big, and we'll talk more about that when it gets closer to April.
You haven't set a date for that then?
April 25th. It's a Thursday. Yeah. It's going to be out there. It's got nine teams. It's going to be a big – it's going to be a solid meet. There's going to be a lot of good teams there.
All right. How does track match up with as far as conferences and stuff?
Are you
in conference?
Yeah, okay. We don't really have a conference till the conference meet. We always have one meet for the conference. And, you know, and the conference, Canby Mineota has been – who's been just cream of the crop on the girls' side. They always seem to reload, and they're tougher and heck on that one. But McRae, Renville County, West will be in that same thing with their boys. Lakeview has been in there. I know we found a way to win the conference meet last year on the boys' side, but McRae was right there, and also Lakeview was there, and Canby's. It turns into a very, very good conference meet. So the conference is going to be kind of a lot of who stays healthy and who's got the numbers to work with at certain events. So we'll have that.
Okay, John, thanks a lot again for coming in. Appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you every Saturday morning.
Oh, get in when I can get in. If the weather changes, hopefully we'll be in the field maybe, huh?
Yeah, you don't get a break, cross-country coach, basketball coach, and now track coach.
It keeps me out of trouble, or it just keeps me motivated. You know, just if you sit around and do nothing, then you age too fast, I guess.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you taking other jobs like that. Great. All right, John Sherb with track. Darby Biergon's in this ball right after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week at the Country Butcher, you'll find all fresh beef 10% off, all white wrap meat 50% off. And don't forget, beef and hogs are available from local farmers. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Darby Biergon, head coach, baseball coach for Lockport Valley, is in the studio. Got the baseball cap on, Darby. Ready to go.
Yeah, you know, maybe have to wait a few more days here before we can really wear it again, but sure felt like we should have been having them on outside throwing around here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, if the snow wouldn't have happened, probably getting all your start your season on the first day.
Right on. Now it's a little in limbo.
Yeah. I know we'll talk about the schedule here in a little bit, but how many years? Is this year number two?
This is my second year head coach here.
Okay. Yep. And how'd the first year go for you?
First year, we ended last year 6-8 overall. We were 5-6 in the conference, and we lost in the first round to Lakeview in the section tournament.
Good. All right, introduce your baseball team to us then, Darby.
Sure. 9 through 12, we got about 29 guys. We have 7 seniors, Braden Danzeason, Cale Benson, Dylan Geiser, Caden Molden, Caden Mortensen, Peyton Rademacher, and TJ Mitchell. So bringing back 7 seniors is really nice. We have 10 juniors, so a big junior class. Baxter Kulloff, Brennan Sherb, Brock Bierneld, Davis Patzer, Dylan Keimig, Lennon Weber, Matt Arndt, Trenton Crone, Tyler Earp, and Waylon Persicky. Our sophomore class has 3 people, Brant Schomer, Malcolm Lilliard, and Nolan Smith, and we have 9 freshmen coming in from our junior high program now this year. The freshmen are Charlie Hansen, Gavin Meyer, Gavin Mortensen, Grant Bierke, Gus Holm, Jace Deline, Kason Heineke, Kyler Kep, and Leo Borsted.
Okay, so it sounds like some good guys back from... you got the experience anyway.
Right, yep. We're returning quite a few starters and a lot of innings on the mound, quite a few at-bats and stuff like that. So it's nice bringing some experience back. Yeah.
How's the pitching staff look?
You know, good, strong. You know, That's
the key, right?
Pitching takes you a long ways in high school baseball, for sure, at any level of baseball. Yeah. So, we're bringing back our 2 big inning eaters last year, and Dylan Geiser and Brock Bierneld. And, and as a team, we had an ERA of 3.37 and a whip, which is walks and hits and innings pitched, is 1.68. So not bad for high school ERA and whip. So
nice, good. All right, junior high? You got numbers in the junior high?
You know, right now we're sitting right around 30, but that that can fluctuate from time to time based on, you know, that first day of practice. All of a sudden you might see a couple more people show up that you weren't expecting, or a few maybe dropped out that had. So we got down at the junior high level, we've got Brian Moan back for another year coaching, and Chad Kranz is going to help out. And then we have something a little bit different with that amount of kids playing. I asked if we could maybe get a student helper. So Carson Young, who is injured for the year, has a knee injury. He's going to help out down at the junior high level for us. So it'll be nice for him to you know the kids a little bit better and help out there with some of the stuff he remembers from us running last year at the high school level.
Okay. So what's your schedule look like?
Well, right now, you know, that's always up in the air, but our first game is next Thursday at Morris. That'll be our opener, and we're on the road for the first four games. So after Morris, we go to CMCS on the 11th, then Hancock on the 15th, Ortonville on the 16th, and then we have our home opener on the 18th versus RCW. So that is fast approaching, but I know our Madison Baseball Association is excited because of the new stadium that's being built, and they're hard at work to get this thing ready for the kids and for the fans. So,
and a new press box, Barbie.
New press box. There is a lot of room up there.
A lot easier to get up into, I hope.
Well, right now, no. But once we get the steps on there, yeah, it'll be a lot easier. It's going to be really, really nice. I thought about bringing a couch up there so that I could take some naps and after the game or before the game. It's going to be a really nice setup. So,
yeah, they're not even close to being done yet, but the bleachers got to be put in, right?
Correct. Yep. There's still some finishing touches we need to do and stuff like that. But you know, we're on track. Not everything will be in place, but enough will be in place for us to be able for the fans to enjoy it and have a running concession stand and some bleachers and stuff like that.
Good. Yeah, looking forward to it. It really looks nice. Looks different.
Yeah, it's
sure.
A great thing for the community, great thing for the school, great thing for the fans and players too. Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to your team. We got a little time here.
Sure.
What's your strengths of your team this year?
Well, I think experience coming back is one big one. And last year, if you were ever watching any games, we were really aggressive on the base pass, and we have some team speed that we're going to take advantage of. So, but experience leaning back on that is super important. I also think we have a little bit of competition at different positions, which is always great. I always feel like competition brings out the best in each other. But we talk about competition is great within ourselves, but yet we're still supporting each other and pushing each other to be better, and we're not coming down, you know, bringing each other down. If someone's beating you out, keep pushing them because that spot's always open. So competition's a big one for us right now, and all our coaches, and I should mention our coaches too, are really liking what we're seeing right now. So
okay.
I'll talk about, I should have mentioned my coaches before. We have a new JV coach this year, is Braden Kittleson, a former La Caparo graduate, so we're really excited to have Braden on the staff. Josh Benson will be an assistant coach at Varsity. This is his 28th year, so I really lean on Josh for a lot of experience and you know, questions and stuff like that. We do our whole staff. We get together and ask questions, but Josh has seen so many different things and seen so many different players and coached so many different players. It's really nice to have him on the staff. And Mark Bierneld will be helping out at the Varsity level, and then we have Wyatt Halverson helping us out as much as we can. He really likes to work with the pitchers and stuff like that, so he's been doing a lot of infield stuff, and then after practice we get our throwing in, and he likes to break down the pitching mechanics and stuff like that with the guys.
Boy, that's a great coaching staff you got there, Darby.
As much baseball knowledge as we can throw at the kids, we're going to take it. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then as coaches, we sit around and talk more baseball afterwards and stuff like that. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the conference. Who's tough? What do you expect?
Yep. Well, I'm really hoping that we're going to be one of the tough ones in the conference with the experience we're bringing back, you know. But it's all dependent on, as we talked about before, if we can throw strikes and injuries. Honestly, we had quite a few injuries last year that derailed us. We lost Davis Patzer for the year. T.J. Mitchell had a broken finger, and Dylan Geiser is still coming off his first year from his knee injury. So. If we can be full strength, I think we're going to be we'll give it a run. But there are other tough teams in the conference. KMS will be tough. Dawson's got a really strong pitching staff and team coming back, and YME always usually brings really good ball players to the field too.
McRae, did they lose a lot?
McRae, they didn't lose a lot.
YME?
YME lost a few seniors, but okay. Trevor Schulte seems to always have somebody in place, and I know they had a very, very strong JV team that will be moving on up, so I think they'll be able to replace pretty easily. McRae lost a few of their main throwers, main pitchers, I think, but they'll bring back a good portion of their staff too, or portion of their team.
All right. Well, are you excited to get You haven't practiced outside,
right?
Yet?
You know, a lot of people are saying, "Well, you've been outside, haven't you, for those first couple weeks?" And we actually didn't. We wanted to keep all our fundamentals inside and kind of control the guy's arms, so we're not hanging and our arms are sore and stuff like that. So, you know, then the snow hit, which was kind of a bummer. And we're pounding away. We're in the cage. We're down taking grounders inside as much as we can and trying to make it as realistic as we can for the guys. Our first time outside might be on Thursday when we go to Morris. So, you know, it gets a little bit chaotic that first time out. So hopefully we're making it realistic enough inside where they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, main thing is to keep everybody healthy. Not like the Twins' first game.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want anything happening to our quads or anything like that. No. So, yeah.
All right, anything else, Darby?
I was just going to say JV, we were supposed to practice last week, but the snowstorm, or not JV, I'm sorry, junior high was supposed to practice last week, but because of the snowstorm, that shut us down. So we're anxious to get those guys started. We're going to start on Tuesday after the Easter break, and we're going to do some early late stuff. So we're going to get those junior high guys going. I know they've been itching to get after it and throw some ball and get in the cage a little bit. So I'm excited to work with those guys a little bit too.
All right. All right, Darby, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You got it. And thanks, Paul.
Looking forward to visiting with you every Saturday morning.
Sounds good.
That's Darby Biergon, head coach of the La Caparra Valley Boys baseball team. Up next, Scott Swatsky of the softball team. I'm with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, should we hop in to Monica's for Easter?
We sure should, Paul Ramo. That is such a catchy tune. I have gotten so much merchandise in linen, new linen jackets and dresses and new reversible dresses and sandals and shoes and capris and shorts. You name it, I've got it. And if I don't, I'll get it. Hop on in to Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and grab a dark chocolate sea salt caramel while you're shopping.
Shop Monica's on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
This Easter, may we remember the glory of the resurrection and know more surely than ever that our Redeemer lives. Wishing you a blessed Easter and a happy spring. Your friends at MinWest Bank Central, located in Dawson, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. This time of the year renews our hope in all God has ahead. For we were blessed eternally when Christ rose from the dead. So may your trust in Him remain constant, strong, and true. For He is working out His best as He lives His life in you. Wishing you a happy and blessed Easter. This message comes to you from the Strand Agency, located downtown Dawson. Peter and Vicki Strand taking this opportunity to wish you and yours the very best during the Easter season. Happy Easter!
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Now we're going to turn our attention to La Caparra Valley Softball with head coach Scott Swatsky. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Paul.
Wow. How many years is this for you as head coach or being involved with the softball program?
Yes, this will be my third year, so I'm very excited. It's really gone quickly.
Yeah, it has. All right. Well, the girls I know have been working hard, haven't they?
They have, yep. We started on March 11th, and we've been pushing them hard. We have some experience coming back and some new unproven players, kind of a combo, so should be an interesting season.
All right. Well, Scott, introduce your team to us.
Sure. Well, I'll start off with our coaching staff. We have our varsity assistant coach will be Tanner Pesci. Excited to have him back. Johnny Garibay will be our JV coach. He takes over. Mike Wyke had found a different teaching position in Morris, so Johnny's our JV coach. And then our junior high numbers are so big, we ended up being able to have two junior high teams. So Lindsey Kranz will coach one of those teams, and Sydney Gertis will coach the other junior high team. And then I have two volunteers that are there as much as they can be, and Ryan Lee and Ryan Grunholt. So a nice, knowledgeable coaching staff.
Wow, you got good numbers in the junior high, huh? That's good to hear.
It is good to hear, and there's some exciting talent coming up and just kids that are really hungry to get better. I'm able to work with kids that have not been on the JV or varsity level, and so a lot of these kids, of the junior high kids and some elementary kids, have come out and worked with me really throughout the year if we can find a day here or there. So they're hungry, which is exciting for me.
Good. All right, let's talk about the varsity roster.
Sounds good. Well, I have, first I'll announce our 10 returning letter winners from last year. We have Raya Borsted, who is a 10th grader. And then as juniors, our returning letter winners are Zoe Doctor, Kayla Jan, Jada Kessler, Jalen Lee, Brandy Meyer, Val Piotr, Kendall Shelstead, and Gertie Sieg. And then our lone senior is Claire Borsted. And then also on this varsity roster, she did not letter last year, but I'm anticipating her competing for some time as Callie Kahn. And there could be some other JV girls as well. We have to see who's making plays and who's swinging the bats. But right now, those girls would kind of consist of our varsity roster.
Wow, a lot of familiar names there. A lot of varsity experience, it sounds like, Scott.
You know, it really is. We return our whole infield. I anticipate that our starting infield will be the same as it was last year. That would be Jalen Lee at first base, Kayla Jam at second, Brandy Meyer at short, and Kendall Shelstead at third. And they all were in those positions as sophomores. And we really did some nice things. We had some growing pains along the way, but already in practice I'm seeing that they're stronger, more confident. Their softball IQ is really picked up, and I think they're really going to be ready to make some big leaps and bounds this year. We have our outfield is really going to be up in the air. It's going to be who can swing the bat, who can make the routine plays, and probably early on anyway, there's going to be opportunities for people to prove themselves, and we'll see where that falls.
Go ahead.
Claire Borsted's probably going to end up being our catcher most of the time. She's proven to be a pretty versatile player. We lost Isabel Gertis to an injury. Obviously, for people that have followed Lacapulco sports, she's been out here for a while, and that's devastating because she was a competitor. So we miss not having her. But Claire has stepped up, and she'll in all likelihood be our catcher. She's got a strong arm. She's worked really hard with Ryan Grunholz, who's worked with our catchers on some skill development. And then at this point, we have a few different pitchers that we're gonna start off with. Val Piotr will in all likelihood lead the charge for us in the circle as we start the season, as well as Kendall Shelstead and Claire Borsted would be our upperclassmen that we're practicing. We're seeing what we've got, and we're gonna see how that goes. That is kind of our, along with our outfield, it's an unproven spot. Last year, Val, I believe, had 17 innings for us, but she did get a taste of the varsity time in the circle last year, and did pretty well as a sophomore. She got into five games, started two of them, went 1-1. She had 14 strikeouts to 9 walks, and had a 4.358 ERA. So I'm hoping, I tell you what, Val's put in as anybody in the weight room, going to camp. So I'm really hopeful that we can see her grow and have success this year. We're going to need her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pitching is everything, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I mean, we will go as the person in the circle goes. So if we can throw strikes, not walk people, not hit people, and then make the plays behind them, we'll be fine. You know, we have I think our lineup is pretty strong top to bottom. We've got some just strong athletic kids. I think defensively we'll get better and better as the season goes, and like I said, our infield will be our strength right now just because they all have a year of varsity experience. So just their confidence has evolved so much over the last year.
Good. Anything else on your team, and otherwise we'll move into what your schedule looks like.
I think that's kind of everything right now as far as our varsity players are concerned.
Okay, what's the schedule look like? Gonna get a game in, you think?
Well, I tell you what, Mother Nature has decided to play a nasty trick on us the other day. So we are scheduled to have our first game on Monday the 8th, and RTR is coming to Lacaparl to play. So if we can find some nice weather here, consistent nice weather, who knows? Maybe we can find a way to get that in. That'll be a tough game. They're no longer in our conference, but they're a section team, and they have a really, probably the toughest pitcher in the area, Kaya Alderson, and she throws hard. She's got a rise ball. She hits her spots. She's been a starter since ninth grade, and then they have arguably one of the best catchers in the area too. So they're going to be tough. That'll be a nice test for us right off the bat. But we were the only team that beat them in the conference last year. So,
oh wow,
we're not afraid of good pitching. Like I said, I think our offense has potential to do really good things. Okay. And then that week we go to MCC, down to my old stomping grounds, down to Slayton, and see another section opponent. So hopefully we can just get a nice jump start on the season. The one thing that I'd like to point out, and I'm excited about this year, is the conference, because it's so big, we've gone to doubleheaders with the teams in the northern part of the conference, because that's the part that we're in, and then just single games with the teams in the southern part of the conference. And why that's important is it has allowed our activities director, Zach Stelter, to get us some section games. So some teams that we might see when we get to sections and get a little taste and some scouting and whatnot. So we're going to see a lot of the section teams we want to see. So that's pretty exciting.
2 7-inning games then?
Yep. And you can decide differently as, you know, before the games, but I like to play 2 7s.
Right. Any other changes this year that we should be aware of?
No, I think that's okay. Pretty much it. But we're looking for that full schedule and just get as many games as we can and hopefully improve every day.
I know you mentioned RTR, but they're not in our conference. So who looks tough in our conference this year, Scott?
Well, yeah, KMS will be salty. They're returning two very strong pitchers. They just consistently have a strong program there. So I think they'll be maybe the team to beat. YME has a nice young pitcher. I think it's the Jen Sneller, their head coach's daughter. I think she's a sophomore this year. We 10-runned them the first time last year that she beat us in section play 3-2. And we just couldn't get our bats going on her. But she throws it pretty well. And then honestly, I think Lacaparo is going to be right in the hunt. You know, we'll compete with anybody, and it will come down to, you know, can we throw strikes and can we make the plays?
Okay, good. So it's like basketball. You got a Camden North and a Camden South. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep.
Okay. And you know, when you play Camden North teams, you'll play a doubleheader, and when you play Camden South, you just do 1 7-inning game. Then.
That is correct.
Okay. Sounds good. Section wise, who stands out to you? Section wise, you mentioned RTR again.
Yep. So I think, you know, in the north part of the section, I think the favorites, at least preseason favorites, would be Lacaparo and YME, and that's who I believe we were both the 1 and 2 seeds last year in the north. KMS is no longer in our section. They've gone to AA. So when you look at the south, they're still loaded. Bold's going to be tougher than nails. They've got an eighth grade pitcher that was tough last year, and I imagine she's only gotten better. Edgerton Southwest Christian is going to be, I imagine they'll be salty. They've represented Section 3A at the state tournament, I think, the last 9 years in a row. They did graduate their pitcher, so we'll see. I don't know what their JV had last year. I'm assuming they'll reload there. RTR will be tough, and Wabasso also, I think, will be tough. So the South has some really salty teams down there. So
okay. Well, that's good. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, I just want to acknowledge our home run sponsors for our dugout club. And really, people have probably received letters, but this is a thing that really helps our program grow, thrive, and give our kids opportunities. And so our home run sponsors, who in the first year donated $500, and then once they have donated that initial $500, which includes the purchase of a sign on the dugout and all of that stuff, then it's $300 renewals after that if they want to continue to have their sign up and everything. So at this point this year, our home run sponsors are the Holloway Rod and Gun Club, Kibble Equipment, the Dryer Doctors, Meyer Farms, Ludvigson Tiling, Theater Construction, Trigested Seeds, Pioneer, Cargill, Fernholz Concrete, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton VFW, Post 4955, Milan Legion, Post 359, Healing Journey Massage by Sue, Bellingham Legion, Post 441, and Q92 Radio. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody for that support. And then, of course, you guys, as one of the Home Run sponsors, Paul, we sure appreciate you being the voice of Lacaparo Valley and just all the support that you give all of our program.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoy broadcasting softball. It's a lot of fun. So looking forward to another great year, Scott. Should be fun.
That's awesome.
Hey, I gotta. Will there be a steak night out there again, like you did last year? The parents?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm gonna have to talk to Mike Forstead and see if he can lead the way on this again. That was a fun night.
That was like a tailgating thing, and it was awesome.
It was awesome, even though it was windy. It was still amazing.
Yep, that's right. All right, looking forward to hearing about the Lacaparo softball team every Saturday, and good luck this year, Scott.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Scott Sawatsky, head coach of the Lacaparo Valley softball team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
This Easter, Olson Sanitation, serving Lacaparo and Yellow Medicine counties, would like to wish you peace in your hearts and a deeper faith than you ever thought. Many miracles around every corner and a world filled with people, places, and traditions you hold closest in your hearts. Because you're all so very dear to us. Happy Easter from your friends at Olson Sanitation.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash.
This week at the Country Butcher, you'll find all fresh beef 10% off, all white wrap meat 50% off. And don't forget, beef and hogs are available from local farmers. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Here's an Easter message from your friends at Haugen Insurance. Bless us, Lord, in a sweet springtime half the world away. Jesus Christ arose for us at the break of day. Now again at springtime, bending low we pray. Bless us, Lord of Easter, on thy Easter day. Happy Easter from your friends at Haugen Insurance, located in Ortonville and Madison, and serving our entire Q92 listening area.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to the Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd boys tennis team with head coach Austin Ireland. And what year is this for you, Austin, head coach?
This will be year number four.
Number four already. Wow.
goes
fast, huh?
Absolutely. Especially when you're having a ball, and especially when we have shift this short spring every year, it seems like.
Yep. Well, I was going to say you'd be outside the first match and stuff, but the snow kind of put a hamper on that, I bet, earlier this week.
Yeah, it sure did. You know, we didn't start. We're supposed to start on Monday. Well, we didn't get started till Wednesday, and you know, it's kind of fun because a couple weeks before that, I'm out hitting the ball machine. I've seen a couple of other guys were hitting and stuff like that. So we got a little bit of hitting in before it. Then the season started. Then we were unable to do that. So
yeah. All right. Well, let's take some time here, Austin, and why don't you introduce your boys tennis team to us this year?
Right on. Okay, so we have no seniors on the squad here this year, so we have two juniors. We have two juniors that are our captains this year. We got Gunnar Olson. He played a lot of one doubles last year with Martinson, and you know, maybe looking around, switching him around, maybe play some doubles and some singles. Really a good athlete, strong, real strong kid. He can squat like 300 pounds or something. I don't know. I don't squat. I've never squatted, but sounds like a lot of weight. He's just in the gym all the time. And then the other captain is Luke Stock. Luke, he's in the weight room, but not quite as much as Gunner. But you know, he played some singles for us a couple of years ago. He's played some doubles for us. So it'll be, we got some good leadership between those two. So those are our two captains, like I said, Luke Stock and Gunnar Olson. A couple other juniors we have, Brody Bothan. He's another one, just kind of a spitfire. You can get a lot of energy, good athlete. Turn a lot of these guys into tennis players. He's played a little bit of mostly doubles for us. Him and Mitchell Myers. They played a lot of, two doubles for us last year, and had a pretty good season. But I don't know. We'll see. We got a lot of a lot of moving parts, a lot of missing pieces from last year. They got to fail this year. Tony Reap's another guy. He came in. He played some doubles for us. He can play a little bit of singles. He loves to slice the ball. So he's kind of one of those slice and dice guys where you know he doesn't like to use a whole lot of pace. He's more of the spin. So he's kind of a fun matchup. You know, him and Gannon Andrews played a lot of three doubles for us last year. Gannon's another player. You know, been in a good system. Doesn't have a play with a whole lot of pace, but he can get control under, even get the ball under control where he wants it to go. You know, he can make things happen. And looking for him to probably play another year of doubles for him as well. Jeremiah Stevens is back out again for us this year. He's another junior. He's a busy kid. We didn't get him a lot last year. You know, he works in Madison and Dawson. He works at the daycare and stuff. And he's got a musical and robotics. He's, you know, some, like a lot of these kids around here, you know, they're very active in a lot of things. So I'm pretty excited to have Jeremiah back. Tommy Stevens, Tommy Felton. He's a sophomore, came up for us last year's first year. Really, Tommy's kind of the natural. You know, he's picked it up really, really good. He played a little bit of three doubles, didn't quite crack the lineup, but now he's got a fresh year, so he should have a fresh opportunity to earn a spot on the varsity squad. And he can really move well, and he can hit the ball well. If we can get some consistency, he can force. And he's one of those easygoing guys where he could play a singles, he could play at doubles. Good attitude with him. Another guy, was a sophomore class that we got is Brody Nelson. Brody is just kind of like Gunner. He's a really tall, lanky, pretty strong kid, good athlete. He's looking to, he could probably play, you know, one, two singles, maybe some doubles. Maybe playing on three singles. We'll see how things match up. But he's really come on strong. He played a lot of four singles for us last year. He's just got a lot of length and lankiness. So I think it'd be fun to see him at doubles too. But we gotta earn some spots when the season starts. Another kid we got is a sophomore, Hudson Gies. You know, Hudson Giese. He's a first year up, but he's put a lot of work in so far. And we haven't had any head-to-head matchups against each other, but he looks like a pretty promising young star there. That'll wrap us up. You know, we were four seed last year as a team. You know, ended up going to McCray, beating them in the first round, then losing to Benson in the semis. And Benson ended up winning it all, Section 3A.
Yep.
So they're going to look to, you know, I think in the section. I think, you know, Benson looks like they could be another tough competitor.
Okay. Yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about how tennis, what conference you're in, who's in the conference. I think it's a little different than basketball, or right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're in the West Central Conference. That's kind of what we used to always be in the West Central Conference, but then as time went on and changed, we kind of switched to the Cameron Conference. But the tennis team, we're still sticking in the West Central Conference. That is teamed up with New London Spicer, Minnewaska, Benson, YME, McCray, Montevideo. And that's one of those deals where Benson, they won our section. We're in Section 3A, but they were, you know, the third best team in the conference. So that's a very strong conference of the West Central. Looking at, you know, New London Spicer is probably going to be another tough, then Minnewaska and Benson are probably going to be the three toughest ones again. In our section, we don't have, we have, you know, Benson returning, but, you know, Montevideo is going to be another solid program. Redwood Falls is in our section. They got some good coaching staff there. And, you know, YME had a young team last year. Jeff Wallen does a wonderful job. Hopefully we can get up there and, maybe make it to that second day and see what happens, you know.
Okay. So do you only play a conference opponent once during the year then?
Typically, we will play the conference. Yeah, we'll play the conference, we'll play it once, and then we'll have a conference tournament. That's an all-day, it's an individual tournament, and then it goes towards all conference points. So usually the head-to-head on the conference will, the winner of that'll be the conference team champion, and then you can get all conference afterwards.
Okay.
And for us, it's kind of nice. We have, you know, four or five schools that are in the same conference and section, so that helps proceeding-wise. Kind of a double whammy.
Okay. So talk about your schedule here and where are you going to play most of your matches? And I know there's some issues in La Caprile Valley. How's that? What's the situation there?
Yeah, so we got some word that there's some grant to get some new courts, so that'll be nice. But that's far down the road for now, though.
Yep.
We're down the road. Again, for the, I think this is the third straight year for the boys. I haven't had a home match in 3 years, but we'll be the Road Warriors. Hawk and Animal, or yeah, I don't know.
Yes, that's what I was getting at. So you're not going to be playing home matches, right?
No, and okay. It's too bad. Yeah, you know, there's some good courses. You know, and Madison's got a couple, but you only have with only two. There's 17 points. So you ideally need five, right. Six, or seven. You know, you could maybe make it with four.
Okay.
If you really had to, but seven. You're 7 points. So there's seven matches you got to go on. So with only the two courts, and you know, Appleton's got two. It would be an all day affair, and it'll be nice if we get some courts. You know, I think they're talking in the works and stuff. But.
Yep, that's for sure. Okay, so who's helped? You have some assistants with you this year?
Oh yeah, sorry, Brandon. Brandon Hurley. He teaches over in Dawson. There, he's a music teacher. He's done a good job. He's been with us ever since he kind of moved back to the era. I think about a year after I started, 16 or 17 is when he started helping out and volunteering, and now he's been on the roster, a payroll for a few years now, so it's good to have him in there, and good with the guy having the system, the school systems. And
good. So when's your first match scheduled?
So tentatively, we're supposed to go to McRae on the April 9th. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see.
That's in a couple of weeks then. Okay.
Yeah. So we might be all out there, and then, you know, we had the Montevideo, and we play Worthington, the non-conference, non-section opponent, Huel Bank, Wilmer, Stock Rapid Rice. So we got, those are the few that are non-conference, non-section. So it'll be kind of fun to go some of these places and, you know, try some new things. I think the boys, they kind of like it on the road. You know, you can go out and they love to, any place that has a pizza ranch, I think they'll play there every day if they could.
That's good. I'll join the tennis team then.
You know, I tell you what, it's great after the first week or two, but after a while it's like, guys, we've been to Pizza Ranch seven times. No, that's who they want to vote. So I stick with it's their team, so I want to stick with what they vote on, but I don't know how they do it.
It's all about creating memories, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You can see that. I think Brody Bob, he can see how many, some of these guys, they can really scarf them down. I don't know how they do it. And they're so skinny. Yeah, I don't know how they do it, some of these kids. I don't know.
All right, Austin. Well, I appreciate it. Anything else? Did we cover everything?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, we'll be in touch every, you know, week and stuff. I'm excited to get out there. I know, we got a little bit of snow, but we decided to get back out there and have at it.
All right. Real good, Austin. Thank you. And looking forward to talking to you every Saturday here on the Coach's Show.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right, Austin Ireland, head coach of the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd boys tennis team. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
This time of the year renews our hope in all God has ahead, for we were blessed eternally when Christ rose from the dead. So may you trust in Him, remain constant, strong and true, for He is working out His best as He lives His life for you. Wishing you a blessed and happy Easter, your friends at Tri-County Insurance, located in the Dawson Co-op Credit Union Building in Dawson.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
And that wraps up another Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on Q92. Dick Newman will be back in the studio with his Dick Newman Sick Joke of the Week. That'll be next Saturday. Thanks for listening, everyone.